Well, I know nothing about horses at all. I had been to the races, of course, but I guess I was fascinated right from the very start at the fact that this was a horse that made it against all of the odds. It was a horse owned by little people who were just risking everything, having a punt. That wasn't as important, though, as meeting Shane Clark, who was the trainer. Jody said perhaps we should go and visit Shane, so we did. The moment we saw Shane, the moment we spoke to him, we thought, this man epitomises bush culture. His stories, his laconic attitude towards life, everything just intrigued us.
What do you think it is that makes him a bush legend, that he makes him one of those characters?
He's almost straight out of Henry Lawson, I think, in that his history was on the stations up this end of the country. He had been a stockman, horsebreaker, and a pretty good one from all accounts. And he came to Darwin immediately after Cyclone Tracy. And not only did he have this fairly rough, tough background of having to carry his swag out in the bush and sleep rough, but he was one of the most widely read people that I've ever come across as well. And he also writes his own poetry. So an incredibly complex person who, in lots of ways, typifies Australian people. But I think the roots of the bush culture is still very visible in the racing industry, particularly up at the top end here, even though we're city-bred people in these days. I mean, not all aspects of bush culture are positive. Historically, the male-dominated aspect of it is not necessarily been a positive thing, but I think over the years, and even within the racing industry, that's changed as well, and it's a much more inclusive industry than it once was. But culture was always modifying and changing.
What other parallels can you draw between bush culture and the racing industry?
The notion of stable drinks, usually of a Friday evening, but it can be other times as well. When the day's work's done, the family, the extended family, gathers together and they sit in the stables, white chairs, in a circle, bring their own drinks along, and they'll yarn. They'll tell incredible yarns to each other, or even just talk about the races next day or other things.
I think a lot of people don't see behind the actual day of the cup and what takes place from a public's point of view. How do you think the general population views the world of racing?
I think it's seen as quite glamorous. I don't think the average person is aware of the hard work that goes behind getting horses ready for an event like that.
There are interesting contrasts because there's that glamour that Jan was talking about. But we went out a couple of times to the track sessions early in the morning, and it's pitch black, and it's the most peaceful thing I've ever been associated with. All you hear is the clip of the horses as they're going around the track. All you can see is the light on the helmet of the jockeys because it's too dark. And that's an incredible contrast between that life, the peaceful, quiet life of the stables, and the life on the track, like on Cup Day,